Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Shkalim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Solomon, the Eloi Nishmas Rabbi Cheskel ben Rabbi Yisrael.
We're now starting Be'ezus Hashem the Gemara on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, which begins with the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. But before we start the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, I would just like to talk about two points in the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Pariches Shenitnes. If a Pariches became Tameh, Bevara Tameh, Matviyuen Oyisabifnim. They are matvud the pariches in the azara, umachnis noisam yad, and one does not have to wait for Hev Shamash, is allowed to machnis the pariches right away. We find that Tesis and Beya and Afidal on the base ask the following kasha. The Gemara and Beya says as follows. Uva says, why is that we say that a viewing is mekabal tuma, that a curtain can be mekabal tuma? The Gemara says, Ula explains, the reason why a curtain has the possibility of being mekabel tuma is because a shamish uses the vilain, uses the curtain, as warmth, to warm himself up in the curtain. Tesis asks, that explains vilain. But how does one explain that a pareches is mekabel tuma? Pareches is not roi for a shamish to mischamim connected. Pareches has kedusha. And since pareches has kedusha, it is not roi for anyone to use the pareches as warmth. So therefore, Tais asks, how can a pareches possibly be mekabel tuma? Tais answers, Veishuai married a shiny pareches. Pareches is different than a viewing. And the reason why pareches is different than a viewing is hoyo, the make of kaifi. Since the pareches is bent over the aron, havehu oyo. The pareches is considered an oyo umetame b'meis, and therefore it is mekabel tuma b'meis. Tais goes on to ask, that explains how a pareches can be mekabel tuma b'meis, because a pareches is considered an oyo, but in our Mishnah one sees, then not only can a pareches mekabel tuma as an oil over a mace, but a pareches mekabel tuma from a vlad tuma as well. So again, how could a pareches mekabel tuma from a vlad tuma? Pareches is not roi for any usage. Since they are considered an oil, based on the fact that the pareches is bent over the aron, therefore yeshuahem teiras keli. Therefore, the pareches is considered a keli umetamim af bevlad tuma. And therefore, it is mekabel tuma, even from a vlad hatuma. That is the first teretz of Tesis. The second teretz Tesis says, "B'shem of Shmuel Meivra," that the reason why the pareches is mekabel tuma is because kishayu noisim bapareches mimakom amakom. Since when they carry the pareches from one place to another, noisim akel matecha, they used to put the kelim inside the pareches. Therefore, the pareches was considered a keli based on the fact that the pareches was used to carry the kelim from one place to another. The Ravid in Masechta Tuma Daf Peites says a different teretz. For that, the pareches is mekabel tuma. The Ravid says that the whole kasha is not shvem. That even though you write pareches is aser banah, and therefore it is not roi for any usage, mikol makim kivan shem hoisa shel chol ru'il shamish eschamim. By since had it not been kaddish, had it been chol, it would have been roi to be used with eschamim by. Therefore, lefichach af al pidi aser ba'na mikol makim teiras keli olel. In other words, it does not make a difference. The fact that it is aser ba'na for us to say that now it has no usage, because since the actual keli is roi to be used, even though now in its present state it is not roi to be used based on the fact that it has kedusha and therefore it is aser ba'na, but since the actual keli is a usable keli, therefore, the Ravid says, for that reason, a pareches is mekabel tuma. Because had it not been kaddish, it would be roi latashmish. That is the teretz of the Ravid. So again, we have machlokes tesis in the Ravid in that a pareches is mekabel tuma. Do we say that pareches is mekabel tuma is because even in its present state, it is considered a keli, either based on the fact that a pareches is an oil, and since pareches is an oil, therefore it is considered a keli to mekabel any tuma. Or, like Tais brings down from Shmuel Be'ivra, because right now it is roi to be used to transport kelim from one place to another. Or, as a pshat, like the Ravid says, that the reason why the pareches mekabel tuma is based on the fact that had it not been kaddish, it would be roi to be used. And since had it not been kaddish, it would be roi to be used, even though in its present state it is not roi to be used, it is still mekabel tuma, it is still considered a kelim to mekabel tuma. Now, to explain the machlokes between Tais and the Ravid, if we say that even in its present state, it has to be roi to be used in order to mekabel tuma, or as long as the actual keli is ready to be used, that itself is enough of a reason that she mekabel tuma. We find that the Gevuras Yitzchak explains based on that the Reb Chaim says in Hochas Kelim Perikur Halacha Tesvav. Reb Chaim brings down that we have machlekes Rambam and Ravid. If one has two kelim, that each keli by itself is not ready to be used, they are only ready to be used together. Do we say that the kelim are mekabel tuma based on the fact that together they are ready for a usage, or do we say that since each keli by itself is not really to be used, therefore the kelim are not mekabel tuma? The Rambam shita is that even though each keli by itself is not really to be used, still, as long as they are really to be used together, they are mekabel tuma. The Ravid, on the other hand, argues and holds as long as each keli by itself is not really to be used, therefore the kelim are not mekabel tuma. Reb Chaim explains that the machlokes Rambam and Ravid is dependent upon the following shaila. That we say that one needs a clay maisa, a keli that is ready for usage in order for the keli to mekabel tuma, is that a separate din? In other words, there are two dinim. There's halacha that one needs a keli in order to mekabel tuma, and second of all, one needs a kli maisa, a keli that is ready for usage in order to mekabel tuma. Or do we say that it is one din, that in order to be considered a keli, one needs that the keli should have a usage? If the keli does not have a usage, it is not considered a keli. Reb Chaim goes on to say that that is a machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam understands that there are two separate dinim. First of all, one needs a keli. Second of all, there is a separate halacha that one needs that in order for the keli to be mekabel tuma, that the keli should have a usage. And therefore, the Rambam shita is that as long as the keli has a usage together with another keli, it is considered a kli maisa, and therefore it will be mekabel tuma. The Ravid, on the other hand, argues and understands that that one needs a kli maisa is in order for the keli to be considered a keli. If the keli does not have a usage, the keli is not considered a keli. The Torah does not consider such a keli. And therefore, even if the keli is ready to be used together with another keli, since by itself it has no usage, therefore, according to the Ravid, the keli that is not ready to be used is not considered a keli. Does not help that it is ready to be used together with another keli. This keli by itself is not considered a keli, because again the Ravid holds that that one needs a kli maisa is an order for the keli to be considered a keli with kabbalas tuma. That is how Reb Chaim explains the machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Gevuras Yitzchak goes on to say that so too one can explain the machlokes Tosfos, and the Ravid is also dependent upon the previous shaila. Tosfos understands that that one needs a kli maisa is a separate din. In other words, besides the fact that one needs a keli to mekabel tuma, one needs that the keli should have a usage in order to mekabel tuma. And therefore, since by pareches one has a keli that's also about now, one has a keli that has kedusha, and therefore it has no usage, therefore you are missing the components of kli maisa that one needs in order for the keli to mekabel tuma. The Ravid, on the other hand, understands that that one needs a kli maisa is in order for the keli to be considered a keli. For the keli to be considered a keli, one needs that the keli has a usage. And therefore the Ravid holds that as long as this keli, even if in its present state it has no usage, but since intrinsically this keli has a usage, had it not been osir ba'na, it would have a usage, therefore the keli is considered a keli. That is how the Gevuras Yitzchak explains the machlokes Tosfos and the Ravid. In the Sefer HaEfrayim, we find an other pshat, in that one can explain how pareches is mekabel tuma. The Arifayim explains based on that we say that Boinin, that when they built the Beis HaMikdash, they were Boinin, Bechol, Ve'achakach, Maktishin. That it started out as Chulin, and then they went and were Maktish what they built for the Beis HaMikdash. The Arifayim goes on to say that so too one could say by the Pariches as well, that the Pariches started off as Chulin, and then they were Maktish the Pariches. And therefore the Arifayim says, since it started out as Chulin, and since while it was Chulin, it was considered a keli because at that point it had a usage. Therefore, even once they were Makdish the Pareches, and now no longer has a usage, but the Toyas keli that it had when it was still Chulin does not go off. Like we find by every keli, that once something is considered a keli, the only way to make the keli no longer be considered a keli is only if one does an actual Shinui Maisa to the keli. And Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Ches says that the fact that something became Osir Ba'na is not enough to be considered a Shinui Maisa for us to say that the Torah's keli that it had previously should go off. And therefore the Arifraim says that one could explain that the Breichas is Mekabal Tuma is based on the fact that it retains its Teretz Keli that it had when it was still Chulin. That is the Teretz of the Arifraim. Now let's go to the next Chedisha once he's in our Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah says Parichas Nint Mesavara Tuma Matvil and Oysa Befnim. They are Matvil, the Parichas in the Azara, Machnisin Oysa Miyad. So from our Mishnah, the Mefarshim are Medayek, that one does not have to wait till Harif Shemesh in order to Yimachnes the Parichas, but one is allowed to Yimachnes the Parichas Miyad. Which, as in Mikdash David, in Simon HaMates of Katan Gimel says, is based on that the Tumah of our Mishnah is a Tumah Medrabanan. And since the Tumah of our Mishnah is a Tumah Medrabanan, therefore one does not have to wait for Harif Shemesh. Like we find in Rashi in Shabbos Tafi Gimel and Beis, the Rashi says B'Shem the Aruch that if someone eats Oichel Rishon, that he's tummy is only Midrabanan, he does not have to wait for Erev Shemesh, all he needs is Tefillah. Once he is Tefillah, by Bari Erev Shemesh, he's completely tar. The Rash and Parah, Perakid Aleph Mishnah Hei, and so too in Taras, Perak Aleph Mishnah Gimel says, that this is not a general rule, that all Tumas Midrabanan do not need Erev Shemesh. But rather, as the Rosh says in Taras, Perak Aleph Mishnah Gimel, that it is dependent if the Tumah Midrabanan was said only for Truma and Kachim, or the Tumah Midrabanan was said even for Chulin. If the Tumah was said even for Chulin, then the Rash explains that even if the Tumah is Midrabanan, one needs Harif Shemesh. On the other hand, if the Tumah is only said as a Maila for Truma and Kachim, then one does not have to wait for Harif Shemesh. In the Mikdash David and Simon HaMates of Katan Gimel, we find that he explains that we find that sometimes Tumah Midrabanan needs Harif Shemesh and sometimes Tumah Midrabanan does not need Harif Shemesh is dependent upon which Tumah we're talking about. If the Tumah Midrabanan is a Rishon Tumah, then even though the Tumah is only Midrabanan, one still needs Harif Shemesh. On the other hand, if the Tumah Midrabanan is a Sheni Tumah, then one does not need Harif Shemesh. And the Mikdash David explains as follows. The Mikdash David explains that Tfuyam needs Harif Shemesh is based on the fact that when he was Teivo, he went down a level in Tumah. In other words, if let's say he was a Rishon Tumah, and now he was Teivo, he becomes a Sheni Tumah. And for that reason, he has to wait till Harif Shemesh, because he still is a Sheni Tumah. But that is only if he started off as a Rishon Tumah. But let's say when he started off, he was a Sheni Tumah. Therefore, when he's Teivo, there is nothing left for him to become. So therefore, with Tefillah alone, he becomes completely tar. This pshat of the Mikdash David is dependent on that the Mikdash David understands that the way a Tfuyim works is that with his Tfilah, he went down a level in Tumah. He's no longer a Rishon Tumah. He's now a Sheni Tumah. But L'chira, one could explain the Tumah of a Tfuyim differently. One could explain that Tfuyim is Tameh is not because that with a Tfuyim he went down from this previous level and now he's no longer as Tameh as he was previously. But one can explain, as the Nesivei Das explains on the Mikdash David, that he still is a Rishon Tumah. He still retains his previous level of Tumah. What happens with Tefillah is something completely different. What happens with Tefillah is that since he was Tevo, till now, he was a Rishon Tumah, that his din was Timetameh others. Now that he is Tevo, he is no longer considered a Tameh Timetameh others. He is considered a Rishon Tumah, that his whole din is to make whatever he touches possible. But it does not mean that now that he is Tevo, he is no longer a Rishon, he is a Sheni. And the Nesivei Das goes on to say that L'chira, this is a suffix of the Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach Gimel. Menachas Chinuch queries the following Shaila. That we say, that if one is Machnes, a Beged or a Keli that is Tamei into the Beis HaMikdash, he is Leike, that is only the Beged or Keli or Tamei betumas avatuma. But let's say the Beged is only Rishon Tumah, then if someone is Machnes that Beged into the Beis HaMikdash, he is not Leike Minateya. Avomachan Oisei Machas Mardus. That is the Shita of the Rambam. The Menachas Chinuch queries, what would be if someone we Machnes a Beged that was Tamei betumas avatuma, that he was Teivo, that now is only a Tfuyim? Do we say that one is Leike? Just like had the Beged been in Avatumah, one is Leike, so too, even though now the Beged is a Tfuyim, still one is Leike. Or do we say that since he was already toivel the baggad, and now the baggad is only a tfuyim, he is not oike? The Sivir Das explains that the Menachas Chinuch Shaila is based on the previous two tzadim. Do we say that when one is toivel, he loses his previous level of tumah? In other words, if he started off as an av, now he became a sheni with a tfuyim. And therefore, if that would be the pshat, if one we machnes a beged after tefillah into the base of the mikdash, one would not be like it. Just like if one's machnes a beged, that's tummy b'tumas rishon, one is not like it. Now the beged after tefillah is no longer considered an avatuma. On the other hand, if one understands that the way a tefillah yom works is not that through tefillah he lost his previous level of tumah, he is still an av. All that happens is that now he no longer has a din to metame achirim. All he has a din is to pasal achirim. But as far as the level of tumah is concerned, as far as the actual tumah, he's still on the level of an av. And for that reason, the Menachas Chinuch has a tzad that even after tefillah, if one has a beged that was talmid b'av tumah, even though now he was tevil the beged, and now the beged is only a tefuyim, still if one would bring that beged into the Beis HaMikdash, he would be waika, because again, the beged is still considered an av tumah. So again, one has to understand, if one understands Tfuyayim with the other side of the Menachas Chinuch, what is the difference that sometimes we say that a Tumah Midrabanan needs Harav Shemesh, and sometimes we say a Tumah Midrabanan does not need Harav Shemesh. So we find in the Sefer Mishmeres HaTara and Parah Parakadal of Mishnei that he explains the difference with a different Pshat than the Mikdash David. He explains that it is dependent, again, if the Tumah is a Rishon or Tumah Midrabanan, or a Sheni or Tumah. But not like the Mikdash David explains that the way a Tfuyim works is that he no longer has the previous level, which is not applicable to Sheni or Tumah. He explains that it is dependent if the Tumah Midrabanan were Mesakin is Ke'en Dereisa or not. If the Tumah is Ke'en Dereisa, one needs Harav Shemesh, just like Tumah Dereisa needs Harav Shemesh. On the other hand, if the Tumah is not Ke'en Dereisa, one does not need Harav Shemesh. And therefore he says that as far as a Rishon Tumah is concerned, since we find the Adam, the Kelim, or Tumeim, Tumas, Rishon, Minatera, therefore even though this Tumah is only a Tumas Rishon Midrabanan, but yet when Rabbanan were Mesakin their Tumah, they were Mesakin their Tumah Ke'en Dereisa. And if Tumah Dereisa needs Harav Shemesh, so too this Tumah Midrabanan, which is Ke'en Dereisa, also needs Harav Shemesh. On the other hand, since an Adam, the Kelim, cannot become a Sheini Minatera, when a Rabbanan went to a Mesakin, then an Adam, Vekelim, or a Sheini Midrabanan, that Tumah has no Makor in the Torah. And for that reason, a Tumah Sheini Midrabanan does not need Harav Shemesh. Because again, that Tumah is not Ke'en Dereisa Tikkun. That is the Pshat that the Mishmeres HaTara explains in why sometimes we find that Tfuyim needs Harav Shemesh and sometimes not, by Tumah Midrabanan is dependent again on if the Tumah is Rishon Tumah or Sheni Tumah, based on the fact if we say Ken Dereisa Tikkun or not. But if one looks carefully at the Rash in Taras Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, the Rash of Chira is saying a different chiluk. And when we say that Tfuyim by Tumah Midrabanan needs Harav Shemesh, and when we say that Tfuyim by Tumah Midrabanan does not need Harav Shemesh, the Rash says the difference is if the Tumah is even for Chulin, or if the Tumah is only for Kodesh and Chumah. So from the Rash we see a different pshat in why sometimes we say that Tfuyim from Tumah Midrabanan needs Harav Shemesh and sometimes not. From the Rash, Uchero one sees that when Rabbanan made a Maila for Kodesh and for Chuma, Rabbanan did not go and say that the object is a Sheini Latuma and therefore a Pasal is Kodesh or Chuma. What Rabbanan said was something completely different. Rabbanan said that as far as the object itself has no tumah whatsoever. But Rabbanan said that whatever touches the object, the kodesh and chumah that touches object, become pasul, even though the object itself has no tumah whatsoever. A similar chiddush we find in the Mikdash David, in Simim and Beis of Katan Vav. The Mikdash David says that that we find the Rabbanan gave a din that a goy has a tumah of his av, does not mean the Rabbanan said that a goy himself is tumah. All Rabbanan said is that whatever touches the goy is tumah, but the goy himself has no tumah whatsoever. And for that reason, the Mikdash David says we find that a goy is allowed to go into Harabayis. and a zav is not allowed to go into Har HaBayis. So again, the Mikdash Tavit says from here, we see that the goy himself is not considered a zav. Or Rabbanan said was, is that whoever touches this akum becomes tamei as if he would have touched a zav. And achayra, so too one could say in Ariash. The Rabbanan never went and said that the Adam or the Keli are a sheni latumah. Because again, as we said before, really an Adam and a Kelim cannot become a sheni latumah. Or Rabbanan went and said is one thing, that whatever touches these Adam and Kelim are considered as if they touched a sheni latumah, and therefore their din is that they are apostle. And since there is no tumah here whatsoever, for that reason, after tefillah, one does not need to wait for Harav Shemesh. Now, let's go on to the Mishnah on the bottom, which is the sugya of Basar Kachay Kachan that became Tameh. Where do we burn this Basar Kachay Kachan that became Tameh? B'chir, to explain our Mishnah, we find two basic Mahalchim. But before we go weiter, let's preface that B'chir we find two Halaches that, as far as the din of our Mishnah is concerned, are in seeming contradiction to each other. One halach is Kol Shabakodesh Be'ish Tisarif, which the Gemara darshins in Psachim Daf Chavdaudam and Aleph, and so to Psachim on Pei Beisim Beis. There's halach of Kol Shabakodesh Be'ish Tisarif. Anything that's psui ba'kodesh has to be burnt ba'kodesh, which is referring either like Shitas Avtesis in Psachim Daf Memtesim and Aleph to Kachay Kachim, which are to be burnt in the Azara. Or like Rashi says, Naf Pe'al from a base, that the Pasuk is referring to Psuei Kachay Kalim as well. If Kachay Kalim became Pasuk, they also have to be burnt. They do not have to be burnt in the Azara. They could be burnt in their Mokam Achila, which is Yerushalayim. But they have to be burnt by Kodesh, which like Rashi means, in the Mechitzes of the object that you're burning, which is like Kachay Kachim Azara, or by Kachay Kalim Yerushalayim. That is one halacha. The other halacha we find, that one is not allowed to bring Dvarim Tmeim into the Beis HaMikdash. And not only is one not allowed to bring Dvarim Tmeim into the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara says in the Erevin Daf Kuf Dalet on the Beis, if one found Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, one is mechuyev to take the Tumah outside the Mikdash. So now getting back to our Mishnah, we find two basic pshatim in our Mishnah. The Ravid in Teres Koyanim Parsha Sav explains that we say, that one cannot bring Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash, is not referring to Basar that became Tumah. It is only referring to, as Rashi Misaleel explains, to Begodim that became Tumah, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Kapitel Yitzayin, Pasuk Tazayin. That I'm bringing Begodim Tumahim into the Beis HaMikdash, one is Leike. But I'm bringing Eichon into the Beis HaMikdash, one would not be Gleike, based on the fact, as Rashi Misaleel explains, that Eichon cannot become an Avatuma, since they do not have Tahara B'Mikvah. Since they do not have Tahara B'Mikvah, for that reason they cannot become an Avatuma. And therefore one is not Oiver and Issa Dereisa if one would bring Eichon to Mayim into the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the halacha should have been, by Basar Kachay Kachan that became Tamei, since there is no Issa Min HaTorah to bring this Basar Kachay Kachan that became Tamei into the Beis HaMikdash, to Chayra, one would have said that since there is a Chiyuv to burn Kol Shepsuei B'Kodesh B'Eish Tisarif, that the Basar is Mechuyev to be burnt in the Azara, so too, one should bring the Basar that became Tamei into the Azara and burn it into the Azara. But the Ravid goes on to say that one does not bring Basar that became Tamei, at least Bava Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash, is based on a Gzeirah Midrabbanan. Rabbanan were Gzeir, Atu, Begodim that became Tummy. Just like if Begodim became Tummy, one is not allowed to bring Begodim into the Beis HaMikdash. And if one would bring the Begodim Tmeim into the Beis HaMikdash, one would be Leike. One would be Avernus, the Reisa, one would be Leike. Therefore, there is a Gzeirah Midrabbanan on Eichem Tmeim as well. And for that reason, Beishamei holds that Oichem that became Tamei Ba'avatuma are not to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash, even though there is a mitzvah of Kol Shav HaKodesh Be'ishti Sarif. And like Beis Hillel, even if it became Tamei Ba'avatuma, one does not bring the Oichem, the Basar Kachay Kachim, into the Beis HaMikdash. The Raiva goes on to say that Beis Hillel holds that not only if it became tame outside the Beis HaMikdash, do we say that one should not bring the Basar Karche Kachim into the Beis HaMikdash because of the Gzeira Atu Begadim that are tame, but even if Basar Karche Kachim became tame in the Beis HaMikdash Bavatoma, according to Yisrael, one is Mukhuyiv to go and take the Basar Karche Kachim out, again Gzeira Atu Begadim. But by Vada Tuma, the Ravid says, Kivon Shizan Nitma Bavada Tuma Ubifnim, Vay Gazru Olav Vaytzioi Bachatz. That is one pshat that we find in the Ravid in Teres Kainim Parsha Sav. Another pshat we find is based on the Teres Kainim in Parsha Shmini. The Teres Kainim Darshins Adrasha. That if Karchim became Tummy, one burns the Karchim Bifnim. I would think that even if it became Tamei outside the Beis HaMikdash, one should burn the Kachim inside the Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Loimar Isa. There is a special miyot, Isa. Mazu miyuchedes tamasa bifnim, sreifasa bifnim. Yatisa zu shenit meisbachutz. There is a miyot on Kachim that became Tamei outside the Beis HaMikdash, shaloi tehei sreifasa elabachutz. That the Sreifa should be done outside the Beis HaMikdash. And as the Har Ephraim goes on to explain, that even though, as far as all other Psalm are concerned, even if the Psalm took place outside the Beis HaMikdash, one would go and bring the Kachim into the Beis HaMikdash and burn the Kachim. But Tumah is different. Because again, by Tumah there is an Isser to bring Dvarim Tumeim into the Beis HaMikdash. Not only that, even if something became Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, one is Mechuyiv to take the Davar Tamei outside the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, without a special pasuk, without a special chiddush, that the Torah was Mechadish to burn Kachim Tameim inside the Beis HaMikdash, I would have said that if the Kachim became Tamei, one is Mechuyiv to take the Kachim out. One should not burn the Kachim in the Beis HaMikdash. One should take the Kachim out, just like one is Mechuyiv to take any other Tumah outside the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Torah was Mechadish that no, if the Kachim became Tamei inside the Beis HaMikdash, and the din of those Kachim are, is to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash, even though they're Tamei. But on the other hand, if they became Tamei outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah is a miyot of Isa, which tells me that this Chiddush of Kachim Tmeim being burnt in the Beis HaMikdash is only if they became Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, if they became Tamei outside the Beis HaMikdash, we no longer have the Chiddush HaTorah. And therefore, we do not say that bring the Kachim into the Beis HaMikdash and burn them in the Beis HaMikdash, just like all other Kachim that became possible. Because again, there is an Isser of bringing Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash. And even when the Kachim became Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, if not for the Chiddush HaTorah, I would have said that one should not burn the Kachim in the Beis HaMikdash, one should go and take them outside the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Har Ephraim goes on to say that even though if Basar became Tamei Ba'avatum outside the Beis HaMikdash, according to everyone, one does not go and burn the Basar Kachi Kachim in the Azara, based on the Miyot of Isa, which tells me that if the Basar became Tamei outside the Beis HaMikdash, they no longer have this Chiddush HaTorah, and therefore you are left with the Isser of bringing Kachim Tameim, of bringing Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash. But that is only by Avatuma, by Varatuma. We say that Kachim that are Tamei are like any other Kachim that are possible. That since we no longer have the Isser of bringing Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash, Minatayah, one is allowed to bring these Kachim into the Beis HaMikdash because Minatayah, the Kachim are Tahirim, like the Gemara says, according to Bar Kapara. Therefore, we are again back to the regular halacha of all other Kachim Sulam, that their din is to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. Only by Avat Tumah do we say that one is not allowed to bring the Kachim Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash, based on the Isser of bringing Tumah into the Mikdash. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, holds that since the Kachim are Tamei Midrabanan, and Midrabanan, one has an Isser of bringing Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash because the Kachim are Tamei Midrabanan, that itself is enough for us to say that one should not be Mekayim the mitzvah of burning Kachim Psulim into the Beis HaMikdash, based on the fact that one has an Isser of bringing Kachim Tameim, but Tumah Midrabanan, into the Beis HaMikdash. That is another pshat that one could say in our Mishnah. So again, we find two mahalchim to explain the difference between if the Kachim became Tamei outside the Beis HaMikdash or if the Kachim became Tamei inside the Beis HaMikdash. The Ravid explains the difference based on that we say, that the Isser of bringing Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash does not apply Minat Torah to Basar karchen that became tummy. Only applies to begotten that became tummy or kalim, but not to basar that became tummy. And therefore, that one is not allowed to bring basar karchen that became tummy outside the base of the mikdash, at least b'avatum, according to everyone, is only migzera. And therefore, we say that bonin were only geizer, only not to bring tummy to the base of the mikdash. But let's say it became tummy in the base of the mikdash. We no longer have the gzeira either, like Beis Shammai, even if it became tamei b'avat tuma b'fnim, or like Beis Hillel, at least if it became tamei b'vadat tuma. That is the Ravitz pshat in Teres Kain in Parshas Sav. The other pshat we said was that even though there is an iser of bringing basar kachin that became tamei into the Beis Hamikdash Shminat Torah, but yet we have a special gzeira sakasev that basar that became tamei inside the Beis Hamikdash should be burnt in the Beis Hamikdash, and one should not go and take the basar kachim out, just like one takes all other tum out. But that gzeira sakasev was only said as far as basar kachim that became tamei inside the Beis Hamikdash. The gzeira sakasev was not said on basar kachim that became tamei outside the Beis Hamikdash. A nafkamina between these two pshatim is, if let's say the basar kachim became tamei inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then he would go and take out the basar kachim. According to the Ravid and Parshas Sav, it would come out that since right now the basar kachim is outside the Beis HaMikdash, again, we would have the gzeira, even though the tumah took place inside the Beis HaMikdash, but now that the basar kachim is found outside the Beis HaMikdash, one would have the gzeira. But according to the other pshat that we said, it is dependent not on where the basar kachim is found, it is dependent upon where the basar kachim became tamei. And since the tumah took place inside the Beis HaMikdash, one has a gzeiras hakasev that tells me that one burns the basar kachim that became tamei in the Beis HaMikdash inside the Beis HaMikdash, even if now the basar kachim are found outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now let's go to the Gemara. The Gemara brings down Bar Kapara Omer. Bar Kapara explains the Mishnah as follows: Av HaTumah Dvar Teira, Vlad HaTumah Midrabanan. That the Gemara calls, according to Bar Kapara, Vlad HaTumah Medivreim, we find the seeming Machlokes HaMefarshim. The Takan Chazan explains we are talking about the Basar Kachi Kachim touched the Vlad HaTumah, which is Tumah Medrabanan. Like the Takan Chazan explains, we're talking about the Basar Kachi Kachim touched the Keli, it was Makabal Tumah from Mashkim. Since Matayo Mashkim and not Matame Kalim, that the Mashkim and Matame Kalim was only Medrabanan, we're talking about the Basar Kachi Kachim touched such Vlad HaTumah. That is how Takan Chazatin explains our Mishnah according to Bar Kapara. The Pnei Yeshua and Pesachim Nafidar, on the other hand, explains that the Bar Kapara says Vlad HaTumah Medivreim is referring to all Tumas Drabanan. All Tumas Drabanan are included, even if the Tumas Drabanan will be a regional Tumah. Any Tumas Drabanan is included in Vlad HaTumah Medivreim. The Pnei Yeshua goes on to say that Av HaTumah is referring to Dvar Teira and Vlad HaTumah is referring to Devreim is based on that the Gemara says Mavakama, that whatever is Mefurish B'Teira is Kari Lei Av, whatever is not Mefurish B'Teira is Kari Lei Vlad. But Vlad HaTumah is referring to any Tumah D'Rabbanan. Not necessarily are we talking about a case that the Basar Kachi Kachim touched a Sheini M'Drabbanan. Any Tumah D'Rabbanan is included in Vlad HaTumah M'Devreim according to the Pnei Yeshua. Now, one has to understand Pshad and Takan Chalatin. What does the Takan Chalatin explain? That the Tumah that we are talking about is a Vada Tumah, is Keli that became Tumah with Mashkim. Why isn't every Tumah Drabbanan included in the din of our Mishnah? So from Takan Chalatin we see that there is a fundamental difference between Tumah Drabbanan and a Vada Tumah Medivreim. And only by a Vada Tumah Medivreim do you have the Halacha of the Mishnah, which is that like Beis Shammai, Even if it became Tamei Vlad HaTumah Medivreim outside the Beis HaMikdash, one is allowed to bring the Basar Kachim into the Beis HaMikdash. Or with Beis Hillel, if the Basar Kachim became Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash with Vlad HaTumah, one keeps the Basar Kachi Kachim in the Beis HaMikdash and burns the Basar Kachi Kachim in the Beis HaMikdash. L'chayr, the Pshat is based on that we said before in the name of the Sefer Mishmeres Tahriah, that there's a fundamental difference between if the Tumah is a Rishon HaTumah, or if the Tumah Medrabanan is a Sheini HaTumah. If the Tumah is a Rishon HaTumah, then we say that Tiknu Rabbanan Ke'en Dereisa. It is considered as if the Tumah would be a Tumah Dereisa. On the other hand, if the Tumah is only a Sheini HaTumah, since again, a Keli Minatera cannot become a Sheini HaTumah, only Medrabanan is it a Sheini HaTumah, since this Tumah is a complete chiddush midrabbanan. We do not say ken deraisa tikkun, and therefore it does not have the chomer of a tumah deraisa. And for that reason, the Takan Chatatin understands that that we are make of avada tumah midrayim is only by tumah midrabbanan of a sheni. That since that tumah is not ken deraisa, only then do we say that we do not have the chomer of a tumah deraisa. The Gemara goes on to say, Rabbi Yochanan Amar bein ze dvar Torah. In the Rashi Mishlia, we find he explains the machlekes between Bar Kapharon and Beichon as follows. The machlekes is, do we say that if an Eicha region touched another Eicha, is a second Eicha makabal tumam na Torah, or is a second Eicha not makabal tumam na Torah, which we find is a machlekes of Baye and Ravina in the first parak of Psachim. The Rashi Mishlia goes on to say that that is the machlekes between Bar Kapharon and Beichon. Bar Kapharon understands that if Eicha kachim touched in Eichel that is a Rishon, since Eichel is not Makabal Tumah from another Eichel Manatera, therefore the whole Tumah that the second Eichel has is only Medivreyim. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, argues. Rabbi Yochanan says that Eichel is Makabal Tumah from another Eichel Manatera, and therefore, Bein Ze Dvar Torah. The Rashi Mishlia goes on to say that even though everyone agrees that Tumah Vakachim that touched Eichel that are Tumah becomes Pasal, and that it becomes possible is Minatera, but yet according to Bar Kapharon, it is not Tamei Minatera. All it is possible Minatera, based on the pasuk Habasar Shiga v'chol Tamei lo yeicha. But since there is no Tuma, for that reason Bar Kapharon holds Minatera, one is allowed to bring this basar that became Tamei v'ara Tamei into the Beis HaMikdash, because again, that it is Tamei is only Medivreyim, and Minatera, all one has is a psul. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, argues and says not only is it pasul minatera, but it is tamei minatera as well. And the Rashi Mishlia goes on to say that there is another nafkamina as well in this machlekes between Bar Kapharon and Rabbi Yochanan, as far as this basar kodesh that became tamei v'ara tumah being metamei others minatera. If we say that it is tamei minatera, it is metamei others minatera as well. It can make a shvishi and revi, at least as far as Kachim is concerned. On the other hand, according to Bar Kapharon, since Minatera old is possible, therefore it cannot transfer the Tumah to others to make others possible. That is the Pshat, how the Rashi Mishlia learns our Gemara. But again, this Pshat of the Rashi Mishlia was based on that the Rashi Mishlia understands, like the Takan Chatatan that we said before. That when the Mishnah says Vlada Tumah according to everyone, even according to Bar Kapharon, it means that it touched a Vlada Tumah. The Basar Kachim touched the Vada Tumah. It happens to be like Bar Kapharon, the Tumah that it has is only Medivreyim. But as far as how to define that the Mishnah's Vada Tumah, everyone is in agreement that Vada Tumah means that the Basar Kachim touched actual Vada Tumah. On the other hand, like Pnei Yeshua, the Machlokes between Bar Kapharon and Rabbi Yochanan is in the actual definition of our Mishnah. Do we say that our Mishnah is referring to Tumah d'Rabbanan, when the Mishnah says Vlada Tumah, it means Tumah Medivreyim? Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, argues. Rabbi Yochanan understands that Vlada Tumah means Tumah that is either a Rishon or a Sheni. That is how the Pnei Yeshua learns the Machlokes between Bar Kapharon and Rabbi Yochanan. Now let's go on to the next Sugya, the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says Machlokes between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, Maktish, Shkolim, Ubikurim, Hariza, Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Oimer Bikurim Kodesh, Einon Kodesh. Reb Shimon is mechalek between Bikurim and Shkolim. Bikurim is not Kodesh. Shkolim, on the other hand, is Kodesh. As far as Apshat in the Mishnah, we find the Machlekes Rishonim. The Rav and other Mepharshim explain that our Mishnah means as follows. If someone was Maktish Shkolim, Bikurim means that he was Mafrish Shkolim. He was Maktish money to be Shkolim. Or he was marfresh fruit as bikurim. According to Tanakama Reza Kodesh, Shimon holds that bikurim, if someone was marfresh fruits as bikurim, it is not Kodesh. On the other hand, if someone was makdish shkolim, if someone was makdish money for shkolim, it is Kodesh. The Rambam in Perek Vav, Mehochas Erchen, V'charam, Malachat HaSain, on the other hand, learns a different pshat in the Mishnah. The Rambam on the other hand understands our Mishnah is referring to that someone went and was makdish his bikurim and shkolim with bedek habayis. That according to Tanakama, if someone went and was makdish his shkolim with bikurim with bedek habayis, hareza kodesh. On the other hand, the Rishimun argues, and Rishimun says someone was makdish his bikurim with bedek habayis einon kodesh. There is no kedushas bedek habayis chal on the bikurim. Rambam goes and paskins like Reb Shimon. That if someone was makdish Hishkom ubedek habayis, Hishkom are kaddish b'kedushas bedek habayis. On the other hand, if someone was makdish his bikurim ubedek habayis, his bikurim are not kaddish b'kedushas bedek habayis. The Tosfos asks, we find in the Mishnah in Erechin Daf Chav Ches, the Mishnah says a person kri machrim ubechor l'shamayim. In other words, a person kri makdish ubechor ubedek habayis. What is the difference between a Bechor and Bikurim? A Bechor is also Matnes Kahuna, and still we say that he is considered a Bailim to Maktish his Bechor by the Kabayis. And why by Bikurim do we say that one cannot be Maktish his Bikurim by the Kabayis? We find that Reb Chaim in Hilchos Erchin v'Charamim answers the Taisantis Kasha as follows. He says that there is a tremendous difference between Bechor and Bikurim. Only by Bechor do we say that one has a right to makdish a Bechor ubedek habayis. And Reb Chaim explains, based on that, that Bechor, the Torah, gave the Bailim toivas hano. The Torah gave him a right to decide which kayin to give his Bechor to. Since he has toivas hano, therefore, as long as he did not yet give the Bechor to a specific kayin, he is considered the Bailim. On the other hand, bikurim, which are given to anshei mishmar, in other words, he has no right to decide which specific kohen to whom to give his bikurim. It is given to anshei mishmar. Therefore, there is no tevas hana. He has no tevas hana. And since he has no tevas hana, therefore he is not considered the bailim. And for that reason, he cannot go be maktish his bikurim by the kabayis, because a person cannot be makdish davar she'enai shaloi. Reb Chaim goes on to say that we find that Tanakhama in our Mishnah holds that one could be makdish bikurim ubedek habayis is based on that we find a machlokes in Chala Perek Daled Mishnah Tes between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda if bikurim are nitanin l'anshe mishmar, or Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says bikurim are not given l'anshe mishmar. And as Reb Chaim explains, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the owner has a tevas hanoah and bikurim to decide which kohen to whom to give his bikurim. And therefore, Reb Chaim goes on to say that Tanakhama of our Mishnah that holds the one kim makdish bikurim by the kabayis, that is Rabbi Yehuda in Masechta Chala that holds bikurim, there is a tevas hanoah bailam. And for that reason, the bikurim are considered his, and he has a right to go mimakdish to kurim by the kabayis because he is considered the bailam. That is how Reb Chaim explains the machlekes in our Mishnah. From that we see that one can mimakdish his shkolim by the kabayis according to the Rambam. One sees the following chiddush. One sees that even after he was mafresh his shkolim, he is still considered the bailam on his shkolim. And for that reason, he can mimakdish his shkolim by the kabayis because he still is considered the bailam on his shkolim. And as the Tais Yontif explains, since the shkolim are considered like kachim mizbeach, just like one can makdish kachim mizbeach ubedek habayis based on the fact that he is still considered the bailim on kachim mizbeach, like Baruch Ber brings down above a kama simon lamadalid in the name of Reb Chaim, that kachim mizbeach are not owned by Govaya, but rather they are owned by the bailim, so too shkolim are owned by the bailim. And for that reason, even after he was makdish shkolim, he can still be makdish shkolim by the kabayis. The Gvuras Yitzchak asks, if that's true, that one sees in our Mishnah according to the Rambam, that the one that was mafresh shkolim is considered the owner of the shkolim, how can we possibly go and buy kavanas tzibur from the shkolim? Kavanas tzibur have to belong to the tzibur. It is not enough that they belong to private people. So if the shkolim are his shkolim, how can we go and buy a carbon tzibur from the shkolim? So from here, the Gvuras Yitzchak says we see the following chiddush: that when the gizbar goes and takes trumas halishka, at that point it becomes mamish hal tzibur, like we find in Rashi and Bava Metzia Daf Chesam Aleph. And therefore, from the point of Trumas HaLishka, at that point, that is when the Shkolim become the Mammon Tzibur. That is how the Gevurah Yitzchak explains according to the Rambam. Now let's go on to the next sugya, which is a sugya of Tadir Shein Tadir in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Musfei Shabbos, Musfei Rish Chedesh Mikoidim. Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar Meimar, Musfei Shabbos, Musfei Rish Chedesh, Musfei Rish Chedesh Koidmin. What was the Rai of Rabbi Yirmiyah? Chai Loi De Rabbi Yirmiyah Min Ada. Just so we find by Shir Shal Yayim. That Shirei Shal Shabbos with Shirei Shal Rish Chedesh. Shirei Shal Rish Chedesh Koidim. So too, Musfei Shabbos, Musfei Rish Chedesh, Musfei Rish Chedesh Koidmin. Rabbi Yisa argues and says that there is no Raya from the Shir Shal Yayim, and therefore by Musfei Shabbos and Musfei Rish Chedesh we say Musfei Shabbos Koidmin, based on the halacha called Tadir Mechaveray Koidem Es Chaveray. We find in the Malbim and the Artzis Achayim that asks the following kasha. How can Rabbi Yirmiyah possibly say that Musfei Shabbos, Musfei Rish Chedesh, Musfei Rish Chedesh come before Musfei Shabbos? There is a Mefurish, a Mishnah in Zvachim that says Musfei Shabbos come before Musfei Rish Chedesh, based on the rule of Tadir Shena Tadir Tadir Koidem. The Malbim answers his kasha by saying as follows, that we say, that the Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Musfei Rish Chedesh come before Musfei Shabbos, is not referring to when one has both Musafin in front of him and his question is which one to bring first. In such a case, there's a Mefurish Mishnah in Zvachim that says, Musfei Shabbos come before Musfei Rish Chedesh. We are talking about a case that he only has one Musaf. And the question is either to bring this Musaf for Shabbos or to bring this Musaf for Rish Chedesh. Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that if one has only one choice, then he brings the Musaf for Rish Chedesh and not for Shabbos. And as the Malbim explains, Rabbi Yirmiyah understands that that we say Shir Shor Rish Chedesh Kedem does not mean that Shir Shor Rish Chedesh comes before Shir Shor Shabbos. It means Shir Shor Rish Chedesh is Deiche the Shir Shor Shabbos, like the Gemara's Havamina in Sukkah and Daphne Dawad on the base. And therefore, so too Rabbi Yirmiyah understands that a Musaf Shorish Chedesh, Musaf Shorish Chedesh will be Deicha, the Musaf of Shabbos. And even though the halacha is as far as Kedimos is concerned, as far as which one to do first, we say Tadir V'she'enei Tadir Tadir Kedem. But as far as the Chia is concerned, we'll say that since Musaf is Mekudesh, and only the Musaf is Mekudesh, since he only has one Musaf, he'll bring the Musaf for Rish Chedesh and not for Shabbos. Rabbi Yisa, on the other hand, argues. Rabbi Yisa says that just like we say Tadir Rishen and Tadir Tadir Kedem, as far as which one to do first, so too as far as the Chia is concerned, we'll say that one brings the Musaf for Shabbos and not for Rish Chedesh. And that we find that Shir Shol Yoim is Deicha, that the Shir Rish Chedesh is Deicha, the Shir Shol Shabbos does not mean that it is Deicha the Shir Shal Shabbos completely. It means like the Gemara's Maskana and Sukkah Daf and Daud on the base, that it is Deicha Lakadim. In other words, it comes first. But as far as the Chia is concerned, we do not say that it is Deicha the Shir Shal Shabbos completely. And so too over here, one would bring the Musaf for Shabbos even if he has only one Musaf. We find a similar Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Reish Pei Dalet Sif Gimel, that the Mechaber paskins, if Rish Chedesh Teves fell out on Shabbos, one takes out three Svarim, three Sefer Torah, Kher Vav, the Parsha Shavua, the six Aliyahs, the Parsha Shavua, Uvesheni Kher Echad B'Shal Rish Chedesh, first comes the Kriya of Rish Chedesh, and then comes the Kriya of Chanukah. In the third Sefer Torah, they lay in the Kriya of Chanukah. What is the Haftarah? Umafter Rani V'Simchi, they lay in the Haftarah of Chanukah. The Magen Avraham says that the second Sefer Torah is used for Rish Chedesh is based on that we say the Tadir Kedem. But that the Haftarah is the Haftarah of Chanukah is based on that we say Tadir Kedem is only as far as Kedima is concerned, is only as far as what comes first. But as far as the Chia, if you can only do one, and the question is which one to do, then we do not say Tadir Kedem, but we say that since laning the Haftarah of Chanukah is Pesumi Nisa is better. The Magen Avraham goes on to say that Tosfos and Sukkah Daf and Daled on the base argues and holds that not only do we say Tadir Kedem as far as the Tadir comes first, but even as far as the Chia we say Tadir Kedem. That we see in our Gemara, the Rabbi Yisa holds that we say Tadir Kedem not only as far as that the Tadir comes first, but even as far as the Chia. And so too we see in Tosfos and Sukkah Daf and Daled on the base we find that Rochanan and Kovit, Shuurim and Psachim, Ois Reishvav explains as follows. That we say, Tadir Vashainai, Tadir Kaidim, is based on that the Tadir is more Chomer. And therefore, just like we say, Tadir Vashainai, Tadir Kaidim, based on the fact that Tadir is more Chomer, so too, as far as the Chi is concerned, if one only has one option, the Tadir will be Deicha, the Einai Tadir, based on the Chomer of the Tadir.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.